saw the Honorable Miss Rittenhouse is going to conduct her hearing, sir, so just hang on to the phone.
All right.
Good morning, Mr. Canal?
Yeah.
Could you please restate your full name and your ABC number?
Jeremy Cono, 113103.
So it's Cono.
Yeah.
Okay, all right, I'll try to pronounce that correctly. We're appearing before the Arizona Board of Executive Clemency for a revocation hearing concerning the one allegation on your warrant.
Okay.
And you were notified about this hearing on the 19th of November when you signed a form. Do you remember signing that?
Yeah.
Okay, on that form is a list of your hearing rights, and one of those rights is that you could hire at your expense an attorney to represent you. Did you hire an attorney today, sir, or will you just represent yourself?
Just representing myself.
That's fine. Most people do. Okay, I'd like to introduce you to the members of the board. Ordinarily, you'd be able to see us, but the video is not working well, so I'll just tell you our names. We have the Honorable Louis Quinones, the Honorable David Neal, the Honorable Dr. C.T. Wright, whose voice you heard earlier. He's our board chairman, and my name's Gail Rittenhouse. I'll conduct your hearing today.
All right.
We also have in the room with us from the Department of Corrections, the Honorable Mr. Turner, who is a community corrections officer, and he will represent the department and your parole officer in the hearing today. So I need to swear the both of you in. So Mr. Conant and Mr. Turner, do you solemnly swear to tell the whole truth and nothing but the truth, so help you God, and do you so affirm?
Yes, sir.
I do.
Thank you. Mr. Conant, your hearing will be conducted in two phases, with phase one to determine if you violated the terms and conditions of community supervision, and then phase two to determine if your supervision should be reinstated or revoked. So, Mr. Cornell, I'm going to read this allegation to you, and I'll need you to respond to me whether it's true or false, sir. So we'll start phase one of the hearing, and that is, the allegation is you were in violation of condition number two, as demonstrated by your failure to follow the directives of your assigned parole officer by failing to sign Arizona conditions of supervision on or about October 22nd, 2018, as verbally directed on October 22nd, 2018. Mr. Cornell, is that true or false?
I don't remember.
Did you or did you not sign the conditions of supervision, sir?
Yeah, I did sign the conditions.
Let me look at them. We all know, I have the conditions in front of me here, and there's a where your signature should be, it says refused to sign.
Okay.
So, Mr. Cornell, is it true that you did not sign the conditions of supervision?
Yeah, I did not sign.
Okay, so I'm going to mark that one as true. So, based on Mr. Cornell's admission, I'm going to move to find him delinquent as he violated the terms and conditions of community supervision and may have lapsed or had lapsed into criminal vice or company.
Second.
Agreed.
Motion by myself, seconded Dr. Wright, and agreed Mr. Neal, Mr. Quinones. So Mr. Conant, you never did leave then? You never did go on community supervision?
Yeah.
I'm sorry, sir, I don't understand what yes means.
Yeah, I was on parole for like 3 months.
Okay. All right, sir. Then we're going to continue with phase two of your hearing, and before we go any further, I'm going to have Mr. Turner give us some background information, and that will help with my understanding of this situation, I'm sure. So just stay on the line, Mr. Cornell. We'll be right back with you.
All right.
Mr. Turner.
Yes, ma'am. After I read this, I will explain the situation.
Okay.
Cono was released from ADC custody on 8-2-2018 and arrested on 10-22-2018 by ADC on a tech warrant. No new charges are noted. Was returned back to ADC custody on 10-22-2018 with a CCD of 4-21-2019, zero abscondes. Current conviction, 2015, aggravated assault, 3 years. Prior convictions, 1994, commitment A, count 3, shock incarceration, 3 months, 29 days. 1994, commitment B, count 3, shock incarceration, 3 months, 29 days. 2001, commitment C, count 1, unlawful use means of transportation, 1 year. 2001, commitment D, count 1, theft means of transportation, 3 years, 6 months. 2003, forgery, 4 years, 6 months. 2008, aggravated assault, 7 years. 2014, burglary, third degree, 5 years. This is his fifth term in ADC with a CUIR score of 2-3. Mental health score of 3, substance abuse score of 2. No STG information is noted. Prior terms of supervision, 1995, shock incarceration, completed 5 months. 2002, TIS release, completed 2 months. 2007, TIS release, absconded, 0 days, as he was arrested the same day the warrant was issued.
Mr. Turner, how many days?
It was 0 days,
zero.
He was arrested the same day the warrant was issued.
Mm-hmm.
He reached a CSED in custody. 2014, TIS release, arrested, reached CSED in custody. Disciplinary is significant and lengthy with assault with a weapon, escape, tampering with a security device, physical assault, disorderly conduct, manufacturing intoxicants, and promoting prison contraband noted. Other arrest, 1995, domestic violence, Arizona misdemeanor conviction probation. 1997, drug paraphernalia violation, Arizona felony conviction probation. He has a GB score of G5, V6. And if you would allow me, I will read an OMS note.
Okay, please. Thank you. That will help me.
On 10-22-2018, the offender reported to the parole officer after being discharged from Traditions. On 10-19-18, he was verbally counseled and said he was not longer willing to be on parole and requested to be returned to prison. He was arrested and transported. He was discharged from Traditions. 12-10-22-18, P.O. Logan received an email from Traditions manager Amanda Acosta, who reported the offender was told he is being discharged because of his attitude, disrespecting staff, and not following rules of a job search for employment that can cover fees. The offender owes fees and was getting in my face, calling me a fucking lowlife bitch. Another client had to get in between him and I and tell him to step back. He is not eligible for return.
Okay, thank you. That does explain it, Mr. Turner. So, Mr. Cornell, is it still your wish that you just complete your sentence in prison and not be on community supervision?
It does. I'm hoping to get out on parole to go home for Christmas, you know.
All right, sir. We'll continue with your hearing then. It looks like you were, I've got a brief summary, written summary here of your, what occurred while you were on community supervision. It looks like you started at Reborn, and you were discharged from Reborn. Why were you discharged from there?
I returned late after curfew.
Okay, so it was a curfew thing, okay. And then you went over to Traditions at 2429 West Vista in Phoenix.
Yeah.
And that's where the incident occurred that Mr. Turner just read to us. Were you working, sir?
I was working for a labor man.
So is that like a day labor?
Yeah.
Okay. And what kind of work were you doing, construction or?
We're doing construction and landscaping.
Construction and landscaping. Okay, those are the usual two. Okay, looks like you were responsible for some urine samples at task, and you had a few that were missed, one in September on the 5th, one on September 26th, and one on October 8th. Do you remember why you missed those, sir?
I signed up for where they automatically take it in your test, and I didn't get the test, and from my PO notified me, and I went down there the next day and got him, and I passed.
Okay, all right. What, have you used drugs in the past, sir?
When I was younger.
And what drugs did you use?
Crystal meth and heroin.
Okay, and when's the last time you used those?
February 28, 2011.
Oh, okay, you have an exact date. You remember that well.
Yeah.
Okay. So how can you explain what happened at Traditions? You heard the report that was given. What happened there? Tell us.
I just got agitated because they were kicking me out because I was 1 week behind and there was other clients there that had been there longer, and and I told her that I was trying to find a better job, and she wasn't willing to work with me, and it just agitated me.
And did you call her what Mr. Turner said?
I don't remember calling her any names.
Okay, all right, sir. Let me see if our board members have any questions for you. Any questions for Mr. Coleman? All right, sir, we're coming up toward the end here. Oh, I'm sorry, Mr. Turner has a comment. I'm sorry.
That's okay, just a few more. There is no documentation in RMS that the offender ever reported any type of work to his parole officer.
Okay.
Also, I'd like to read a couple of notes regarding the missed UAs. 10-8-18 UA missed noncompliance letter was provided to the offender. The offender is directed to report it to task today 10-9 and report to Black Canyon Regional Parole Office on 10-10. On 10-9-18, the offender called this officer and said that he does not want to report tomorrow because he does not think that he's done anything wrong. He was advised that he failed to submit a UA on 10-8 and has failed to contact task with his pen to even check if he's required to submit a UA since 9-20-18. He said he does not want to do UAs. Then he said his pen stopped working, so he stopped checking. The officer called task line, and his pen was working properly. He was directed to submit a UA test today and report to Black Canyon, which he did. On 10-10-2018, he was staffed with Senior Community Corrections Officer Senior Haggard in response to his failure to submit UA, failing to call task for several weeks, and disrespectful attitude. He was verbally canceled and sanctioned to 2 days at MRC, which he did complete.
Okay, thank you. So, Mr. Cronow, what's your relationship with your parole officer? How would you describe that?
Oh, we didn't really get along.
Okay. And
I asked to be changed, and the supervisor wouldn't change me.
Okay, well, do you understand that when you're on parole, it's your job to get along with your parole officer?
Yeah.
And it sounds like you were not being, you were not complying with your parole officer.
I mean, I complied, and I never got a dirty UA, and I never got any new charges, you know what I mean? I apologize.
I understand that, sir, but it sounds like you were not calling in either, and you were complaining that your PIN number wasn't working, but your parole officer verified that it was working.
Why did that mobile app from a task, and so I was assuming that they were going to call, send me a text, and
okay, well, you know what happens when you assume. You've heard that statement, I'm sure. Okay, Mr. Cronow, we're coming up toward the end of your hearing, and I want to give you the opportunity to make a final statement, and maybe there's something you thought of while we were talking that you want the board to consider. If you just not repeat something you've already told us, sir, is there anything else?
No, sir.
All right, well, then we'll go ahead, and the board is going to go into discussion, and we'll be right back with you in just a moment. Mr. Cronow, just stay on the phone, and we'll be right back.
All right.
Thank you. The board's now in discussion. Mr. Cronow seems to be someone who's had some difficulty complying with his community supervision. He had a curfew violation at Reborn, and then the incident Mr. Turner described at Traditions, and that was over money. I'm detecting an attitude from him, and I don't think that he is going to be someone who's going to be successful on community supervision, but I would certainly listen to any input from fellow board members. Okay, I'm going to make a motion then based on information of warrant 2018W83070, our conversation with Mr. Cronow and information provided by Mr. Turner. I move to revoke community supervision as Mr. Cronow was doing, but violated the terms and conditions of supervision and had lapsed or was about to lapse into criminal ways or company, specifically by failing to comply with the directives of his parole officer.
Second.
Agreed.
Okay, motion by myself, seconded by Mr. Quinones, agreed by Dr. Wright and Mr. Neal. Mr. Cornell, the board has voted unanimously to revoke your community supervision, sir. We're showing you with a release date of April 21st, 2019, sir. So just about a little over 4 months to go. We wish you the best, sir, and as for a safe transition back to the community, please take these months to make a good plan so you have a solid plan for when you get back to the community. And your hearing is concluded, sir. We appreciate if you give the phone back to the CO3.
Hi.
Thank you, sir.